I found a book I think you'll be very excited about. I was just about to give you a ring, in fact.
He rifled through the books haphazardly stacked to his right.
Here it is.
He slid a book from the middle of the pile. Miraculously, they didn't all come toppling down. Mari's heartbeat quickened when she saw the title. A History of Elderflower Island. She wanted to sink into the nearest armchair and devour the information on the faded pages. But she'd have to wait until she was home tonight to feed her secret fascination for the one place on Earth that intrigued her more than any other. Carson saw the title when Niels handed over the book. But apart from a raised eyebrow, he didn't comment. Her brother was the only one in their family who knew that Mari had spent years soaking up information about her birth father's homeland. Thankfully, Carson didn't judge her for it. Just the opposite, in fact. He always encouraged her, not only to search for information online and in books, but to actually go to London and meet her father face to face at the bookstore he owned on Elderflower Island. But she'd always been so busy, first with school and then work, that there had never been a good time to fly all the way to England. Instead, she enjoyed taking mini breaks at beach houses with girlfriends and long weekends skiing with her family in the nearby mountains. One day soon, she promised herself, she'd block out time for a longer vacation to explore Europe. Maybe after tax season had come and gone, even though the truth was that tax season pretty much went all year once you factored in all the people and companies that filed for extensions. Belatedly, she realized she hadn't thanked Niels for finding the book. Hero wonder, always able to find the impossible. She took out her wallet and gave him a 20.
I got lucky with this one. Looks like there was a bit of a fire sale from a bookstore on the island.
Mari's senses immediately went on red alert. What do you mean by a fire sale? Has something happened to the bookstore? It had to be her father's. Or do you think they are simply clearing stock?
I wouldn't know for sure without giving them a call. I could do that if you'd like, although with the time difference, they're likely closed for the day.
Carson looked up from a book about World War II that he'd been thumbing through.
Something wrong, Mari?
Before she could reply, her phone rang. She was tempted to ignore it, but there was a lot riding on this afternoon's budget meeting at Everett Financial. Mari's assistant, or one of the other staff members, was likely waiting for her to come back from lunch so that she could answer their 11th-hour questions. She took her phone out of her bag, but didn't recognize the number on the screen. In fact, the area code wasn't local, but had a +44 in front of a long string of numbers. The prefix for England was +44. Oh my God, could it be her father? When Mari was 3 years old, Charlie Forsythe had left her and her mother and never made contact again. Had something finally prompted him to reach out to her? Maybe something to do with a fire sale at his bookstore? Her hand trembled slightly as she accepted the call. Hello?
Hello, my name is Clarence Wenzel, and I'm a solicitor with Ford, Bixby & Wenzel.
The man's accent was unmistakably British, as was his use of the word solicitor rather than lawyer.
I'm trying to reach Marina Forsythe.
For as long as Mari could remember, no one had called her Marina Forsythe. After her mother remarried when Mari was 4, Mari's surname had been legally changed to Everett, and the name Forsythe was never spoken of again. Yes, I'm Mari. The words croaked out of her throat. She turned away from Carson, who was giving her a worried look, and moved to a deserted corner of the store. How can I help you? The question was automatic, one she asked co-workers and clients several times a day.
I'm sorry to have to tell you this news over the telephone, but your father, Charlie Forsythe, has passed away.
Mari's knees gave out. Had there not been a velvet-covered footstool directly behind her, she would have collapsed onto the floor. As it was, shock and a soul-deep sorrow had her dropping her phone, the device clattering from her ice-cold hand to the floor. Carson hurried over and knelt in front of her.
Mari, what's happened?
She couldn't speak, could only shake her head. Her phone rang again, from the floor.